with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the race for the White House is kicking into high gear 15 days before the election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On the trail today, Vice President Harris will join former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney for a series of campaign events across the blue wall battleground states. They'll make stops in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Meanwhile, former President Trump is headed to Asheville, North Carolina, to see the devastation of Hurricane Helene and deliver remarks. He'll hold a rally in Greensboro tomorrow night. Greg Clugston, The White House.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says President Biden is deeply concerned about the unauthorized release of classified documents on Israel's preparation for a potential retaliatory attack on Iran. Kirby says there's no indication that more classified documents will be released to the public.
We don't have any indication at this point that there's an expectation that there'll be additional documents like this finding their way into the public domain. But here is important. We're obviously keenly focused on what happened here, on learning how it happened and preventing it from happening again.
He said the administration was still not certain if the documents were leaked or hacked. McDonald's Corporation says it agreed to host former President Trump at a Pennsylvania store over the weekend, but that it isn't endorsing a candidate for the U.S. presidential race. Trump staffed the fry station at a McDonald's in suburban Philadelphia on Sunday before asking questions through the drive-through window. The fast food giant says franchises have also asked Vice President Harris and Governor Walz to their restaurants. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 344 points. This is SRN News. The economy is taking its toll on America's churches.
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that 66% of Protestant pastors say the general economic condition of the country is negatively impacting their congregation, the largest percentage to say this since 2011. About one-third of clergymen say their church didn't make their budget this year for lack of giving, and 50% say they just managed to break even. Only 16% of Protestant pastors say giving from their congregation exceeded its needs this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A three-judge panel ruled that Tennessee cannot discipline doctors who provide emergency abortions to protect the life of the mother, while a lawsuit challenging the state's sweeping abortion ban continues. The ruling also outlined specific pregnancy-related conditions that would now qualify as medical necessity exceptions under the ban. However, the judges also said they don't have that jurisdiction. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks pulled away from their all-time highs as some of the steam came out of Wall Street's long record-breaking rally. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, coming off its sixth straight winning week, its longest such streak of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.8% from its own record that was likewise set on Friday, while the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Crude oil prices rose to regain some of last week's sharp losses, while U.S. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market, and stock indexes mostly fell in Europe after finishing mixed in Asia. The Dow was down 344 points to finish at 42,931. The NASDAQ gained 50 points to 18,540. The S&P 500 dropped 10 points to 5853. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.